Hi, I'm Larry Lieberman, and this is Shen Chowan, and this is Inside Windows Platform. Today, we're going to talk about an aspect of user experience that many people don't often think about. Because when you talk about user experience, firstly, most people come to mind with the design of the application.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other pieces of the actual experience of an application that you have to think about as a developer. And the one we're going to talk about today is reflected by this icon on the screen.
Correct.
What does that mean, Chan?
So let me ask you a simple question. How often do you see this logo appear?
Every single day.
Right. And
yeah.
It's for good reason, right? Users are now sort of more fearful of this logo than anything else on their device. You know, it's the point where everyone goes, uh-oh, better start running to try and find some power. And people sometimes carry those big battery pack things, you know, to make sure they constantly have charge.
But developers don't often think that this is something they have to care about, do they?
No. And yet, you know, even like data generally shows that. You can see here, this is probably a Shen diagram you can see.
The Shen diagram,
that's what we're naming it today.
Instead of Venn diagram, the Shen diagram.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, that's good. So we have the blue area here of this chart. And basically, that represents sort of the slow and steady increase in battery capacity on devices.
Okay.
And then we sort of have the gray, you know, chart, which shows the usage of devices these days and how much people are now interacting with their devices more on a daily basis and the things they're doing. They're more processor intensive. And actually, the requirement on their battery is a lot larger. So you can see that.
Connectivity. I mean, just breaking down something for network transmission over these thin networks.
Correct. Exactly that. So let's walk through just maybe a simple example of show you how easy it is as a developer.
So let's step back a second here, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
We're not going to solve this for everyone, the entire thing today. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the pieces of the puzzle. Because as a developer, you know, many of the operations you might try to perform in your application could be extremely battery and power intense. And you may want to make those operations conditional on having enough battery on the phone.
Let's take a simple example. So let's say, for instance, you know, you want to post to your favorite social networking feed. So when you think about it now, you take your device, you take a photo, and obviously cameras these days on devices have high megapixels or HD, images come out beautiful. Then the next thing you do once you've taken that image is you then perform image manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And you do all that on the fly. So essentially you start changing the image, make sure you put the right filters on and whatever you like. And then you go and use the network to go and upload that image to the social network.
And those are, image manipulation could be processor and battery intense and actually uploading the image too. Upload speeds are constrained in a lot of networks, which means that your networking stack has to break it down into smaller pieces.
Correct. And then sometimes we see apps that actually do a lot of download in the background as well, because, you know, that's also kind of popular where people like to take their content offline.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's also quite intensive. And what we want to make sure is that we provide just a little something for developers to at least consider when they're doing things like background tasks.
So what are you going to show us here?
So let's look at this application. So in essence, all this application does is it tells me my battery percentage and if it's time to plug in or not. So I'm going to take my power cable here. I'm just going to plug it in so you can see my battery is diminishing as we're talking. I plug that in, and once it's plugged in, you'll see that actually the application now says, oh, actually, I'm good to go.
Right.
And then when I take it back out again, it's going to say, hey, please plug in.
So what you're demonstrating here is specifically where you have to hook in order to get this information, and then you're dynamically changing the UI based on that. But what someone else might want to do here is something a little bit more complex in terms of forestalling operating some sort of process based on the state of the battery at a current point. And you could write a background process that then later on, you know, we'll check and trigger at the proper moment.
Yeah, correct. I mean, we only do this for demonstration purposes. It might not have much real use in the real world, but you could definitely put this in a background process.
So walk us through what it takes.
All right, so basically what I've done in this case is I created basically a custom trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So using the Visual State Manager, and then I use this trigger to help identify when the user interface should change. And it's a very simple process, actually. So you can see here I've got my constructor. And the first thing I do is in the Windows devices, power namespace, I use the battery class, and I ask for the aggregate battery. So this is because I might have more than one battery in the device, and I can target maybe a particular device by ID. In this case, I just want the sum of all the batteries. And then I basically say, hey, well, you know, now you've got information on the battery. Tell me when the report on that battery gets updated. And then I wire a simple event. And all that does is it calls update status, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now, you'll see here as well, my constructor also calls update status again.
Right.
This is because this event won't fire until there's a change.
Right.
So I want to trigger my states pretty much as soon as it's loaded. So I also explicitly call update states.
So you get the first instance of the status.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So let's quickly walk through this. So you can see here I've got my update status. Now I'm running it on, you know, using the dispatcher because actually this might not come back on the UI thread. And then I do a very simple thing. So again, using the battery, aggregate battery, I can then just get a report. And this report gives me all sorts of great information. So you can see here that it'll give me, I basically get the remaining capacity, fun with this mouse.
Remaining capacity, in milliwatt hours.
And also the remaining capacity, you know, with the full charge. So how much I've got once I've actually gone through. This allows me to basically do a very simple percentage calculation. So all I'm doing here is saying, hey, so, you know, how many milliwatts do I have left? How many milliwatts would I have if it was a full charge? You know,
and you're converting that into a percentage, which is a little more user friendly than.
Correct, yeah. And this is just the percentage you see on screen when I first load the application. But then I do something else here. So I then say, well, actually, if the percentage is less than 85%, I actually need to do a bit more work. You know, I want you to actually go and check to make sure, is the actual device plugged in to a power socket? So I do this. I actually just look at the status property of the battery report that I got from up here. And then I just check, is that status enumerating a charging or discharging?
Okay. And so those are just properties on that.
Yeah, exactly. So all I just say is, hey, what's the status? And then at that point, it'll say, hey, I'm charging. And then I'll say, okay, great. You know what? Carry on as is. And if, you know, you are less than 85% and you're not plugged in, and so which means you're discharging at this point, then actually I'm going to say a message saying, hey, please plug in. And at that point, when I plug in the charger, it'll then fire off another event because the report has now changed and it just runs this code again and goes, okay, now he's charging.
Very cool. So just to recap what you've gone through here, this is a custom trigger that you've written.
Yes.
We talked previously about custom triggers and how you can use them to change the UI using Visual State Manager, which is essentially what you're doing here. But we aren't going to go through that because we've already gone through that.
Exactly.
But in the real world, you'd be using this to actually control the logical flow of your application and either perform an operation or delay an operation based on the actual power charge because that operation might be too power intense.
Correct.
And you could go further and write a background agent to actually trigger on this condition as well.
Yeah, exactly. And just simple things like if you know you can choose GPS, for example, then you might want to say to the user, hey, you're going to use GPS. By the way, you do know that the battery's slightly low. Are you sure you still want me to do what I need to do?
Right.
Or even just maybe turn things down a notch. So when you know the battery's running low, your application runs in a slightly different mode where it's not so intensive on the processing.
You could run the GPS at a lower accuracy.
Correct.
Or you could just take certain parts of your app offline.
Yeah, exactly. And or maybe just, you know, render lower images that don't require so much image manipulation or something like that in memory.
Well, thanks a lot, Shen. I think that this is a great way to make your app a little bit better and actually push it, take it up a notch.
Yeah, it's a one small step.
Yeah. This is Larry and with Shen, and we'll see you next time on Inside Windows Platform.
Yep. Thanks very much.